is Davin's Den.
Is Davin's Den.
All right, last segment of Davin's Den. We will do some scamming. Scammers. Now, when we last left off with my lovely Forex scammer slash romance scammer slash girlfriend, she had a new investment plan for me, which was very nice. She wanted me to invest in some Australian stuff, but I made a risky investment in my own business. And I tried to video chat with her, and that didn't work. Which will bring us to that was early in the morning, like around 1 a.m. her time. Which will bring us to September 10th. So we will shift gears a little bit, because on the early morning of September 10th, I found myself on her Forex website, GoFXInvest.com. I found myself perusing there, where I had a chat with somebody from the website.
Really?
I did some poking around. Listen, my girl has all these investments.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. You go on and you went on to somebody else.
What?
When you were poking around that website, you were going on and you were...
I was going on as fake dev. Well, actually, I didn't even have to reveal my name. Because, like, when you go on the website, a chat pops up, which I was unaware of. So it was time to chat.
So, sure was.
So I had questions. Because, I have to take an interest in my girlfriend, although she's not my girlfriend yet, her business, because she wants me to invest. And I have not been very forthcoming with the money up until this point. But I'm sure once my fears get put to ease, I'm sure I will be quick with the money.
Well, yeah, and it's totally reasonable for you to look into it further. You're doing your research.
I most certainly am.
Because you're interested in what she's got to say.
Unlike somebody who invested in the We Build the Wall Fund, I'm checking shit out. All right.
You're right.
So, I ask, when did you start operations? Now, remember, this is 2019 when I'm talking. Remember, Carolyn has told me she's been working at her company for 5 years, and I saw that the website was registered in March of 2019. So she says 5 years. The website's been up since March of 2019, and they say 2017, sir. Somebody's full of shit.
Yeah.
this is a red flag. Every time I fall in love, I get jerked awake. What's going on?
And I could also guarantee while you're getting this information, you're jotting it down for future reference.
Sure.
When did you plant your flag? Should not be a complicated question.
Well, it is when you're full of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, this was on my phone. I remember I was lying on my couch. It was in the early morning. I probably had Morning Joe on in the background. Not Joe Curry. Nobody wants to see him in the morning. But Joe Scarborough. I probably had that on. I feel like I was in the
dark.
Off with me. What? No, not really.
You're better off with me.
No. And I was on my phone. So I took screenshots. So they say this brokerage site started operations February 2017. But that's not what my girlfriend says. That's not what Carolyn says. I didn't say
that. He's
a liar. So, okay. So then we start talking about taxes and everything. So we're talking about taxes. So I go, so you pay the IRS for me? Yes, we'll pay it directly to them. That's a fucking red flag. There's no reason.
You don't do that. No.
No.
Yes, Joe, that's why I said red flag.
He said you were W-9. Yeah, no.
Yes. If you're doing online, if you're investing online, they shall not be paying your taxes. You will pay them yourself. So here's a red flag.
You're not paying the taxes. They send you I forgot the point, I think a W-9 over that you have to provide to your accountant at the at tax time.
Yeah, this is a red flag operation.
So I go, you pay the IRS for me? They go, yes, we'll pay it directly to them. I go, I send it directly to them? They go, taxes are to be paid via Bitcoin straight to the admin's wallet, which we'll provide.
Sounds legit to me.
Listen, man. Again, if you don't know what's going on, I guess. But nay, I shall not be paying my taxes in Bitcoin through this third party. I'll not do that. So I got to tell you, my heart is sinking because I really thought, you know, Carolyn and I were going to be able to go forward, honesty and integrity. But I'm a little alarmed. We'll continue.
A little bit.
We'll continue with GoFXInvest.com. So they go, yes, we pay it directly to them. I go, why can't I wait until April 15th when taxes are due? They say no. I can't wait until tax day.
No.
They said no?
They said no. It has to be paid before withdrawals. So before I get any of my money, I got to pay my taxes to them. Well, that doesn't sound right.
Because they're legitimate.
And then you get a form and you provide it to your accountant.
Well, Joe, not according to them.
You're a legitimate tax withholding company, aren't you? Yeah.
I know. Now, I think at this point, I don't have it screenshot, but I think I was like saying my accountant was saying these things. My accountant was making me ask these questions.
Right.
So I go, what happens if I take a loss? The IRS does not tax taxes on losses, which is true. You can get money back if you take a loss. What do you think they said?
Oh, they said that they would issue you a refund.
What do you think they said, Joe?
That's not true. I don't know what they said. I don't know.
They said there are no losses. Oh, fucking awesome. except the money I send them in Bitcoin to pay for my fucking taxes. But as far as investments go, there are no losses. Yeah.
There are no losses. Oh, my God.
Anytime you see an investment, the first disclaimer they make is with any investment, there's no guarantee of, you know, there's no guarantee of loss. So, you know, we can't guarantee there's no loss. Everybody puts that disclaimer. There's no loss.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there are no losses. That's a rich one.
I go, you guarantee no losses? Is there no risk? It seems amazing. And this goes back to what I said before when I was talking about the scam with the we build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Because if you're dealing with a legitimate investment firm, they're going to go, listen, we're going to minimize your exposure to losses, but nothing's guaranteed. You know, we're going to use our algorithms and our analysts, and we're going to teach you what to look for. They'll give you a whole line of bullshit, but nobody legitimate is going to say, no, there's no losses.
No, and just like Joe said, that's the first thing that they tell you is that you might be losing all your shit.
Yeah.
So I go, is there no risk? It seems amazing. They go, it is guaranteed. Well, I have it right here. It's guaranteed.
Well, let's go.
It's guaranteed. It's not a scam, sir. Their words, not mine.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. I have my rolled coins ready.
Okay.
You're going to need Bitcoin, though.
It's not a scam, sir. Your profits get to you as soon as your trading days is completed. Oh, well, the guy said it's not a scam, and everything's guaranteed. I must proceed. I go, where is an office so I can start making money with GoFX? A legitimate trading house will have an office so you could go in and meet with them. That's one of the things that you should look for when you're dealing with an online company. Do they have an office that you can actually go to?
Yeah.
So I ask, where's the office? And they say, we can refer you to any of our traders. You can check him, her on Instagram. All you have to do is create
Instagram.
Joe, are you skeptical?
Let's get on Facebook. Quick like. On Instagram.
All you have to do is create an account, and then you'll be directed on how to find the account. So I have to create a GoFX account, and then they'll send me to somebody on Instagram. Now, remember, my girl, Carolyn, found me on Instagram.
Yeah. Because every legitimate company's model is for investment is through Instagram.
These lazy motherfuckers.
Or TikTok.
These lazy motherfuckers don't even get email addresses tied to their bogus website. That's how lazy they are.
Wow.
They go, I think you should try working with a verified trader. Does your accountant trade Forex too? Again, this is about my accountant. Does your accountant trade Forex too? And then they give me four Instagram accounts, and they're all attractive women, as you would imagine. All showing off all the money they're making, all promoting GoFX. So they go, yeah, so you can be text any of them. They can help you manage your trading account, sir, ma'am. I go, great.
Sorry, wait a second. What did they just call you, sir, ma'am?
Sir slash ma'am.
Sir, ma'am.
Sir, ma'am.
Man, woman, or man, woman, child.
Sure. You can message...
Sir, ma'am.
Sir, ma'am.
If you're transitioning, so maybe you wanted to be on the safe side.
Sue said I'm not.
They're being correct.
You can message any of these traders. They are verified to trade and handle accounts. I go. Thank you. Just looking over their profiles quickly. Big decision. They seem very driven.
Driven? Is that the word we're using?
Yes, driven. They go, yes, Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, Telegram. I go, everyone on Instagram is very attractive. Will my trader be attractive?
You know what? That's a good ploy. You know, right in that, going to go, oh, good, he's a dimwit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you here for business or pleasure? Specify. A little bit of both.
They asked you that?
Yes. I go, if I wanted to become a trader for GoFX, what do I need to do? This is, you know,
I join them.
You need to have trading skills. Okay. So
and a fake picture of a male model.
Hey.
What?
This right here.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I know I lost my head.
You're about to.
You need to have the paper. You need to have training. So good. I paper trained the dog.
So all those people, that they gave me were very attractive, and none of them are online today. All those accounts have been deleted. One of them was actually in the Bronx, New York. I wanted to pay her a visit. So.
So that was shocking.
So the GoFXInvest.com website is no longer online. But there have been some complaints, which I did not know at the time as I was going through this. But in research for our show, this is what I found. GoFX Invest had a representative of their company reach out to me about making more money by Forex, foreign exchange trade. They reached out via social media, direct messaging, and asked for $500 to start the trading account. Did some research and found Forex trading was actually a common thing. Should have known it was a scam, though, because shortly after the broker kept asking for more money for signals, and then later a 1080 IRS fee to take out my returns of over $7,200. This is where the fees kick in, kids. Again, Forex is a legitimate thing that is making waves, but unfortunately this wasn't legit. After making the payment of 1080, I was told I would be done and receive my returns. However, something came up, and the broker told me I need to send $200 for an upgrade. After that, they would send the returns to my Bitcoin account, but claimed they were unsuccessful, as luck would have it. The reason was unknown, but the broker quickly backtracked and said the policies changed, and now they can only do payments through a vanilla gift card. I don't even know what the fuck that is, but I'll tell you one thing, I'm not eating if it's playing turkey in the straw. The broker said, I need $200 to pay for the gift card. Bizarre stuff. Nay, that's a fucking scam. The broker went from being friendly to being overbearing, clingy, and eventually mean. As scammers are wont to do.
Can I stop you for a second? This sounds like a lot of the stuff that Ann went through.
Yeah, man. Typical thing, man.
Ann
fees. Typical thing. Do not accept any messages from anyone claiming they work for GoFX. They tried to offer me a job. I wanted nothing to do with it.
They offered her a job? After all that?
Another one. This person was from the United States, they claim. About 5 months ago, a person in Shopper app came to my PV. I don't know what my PV is. Profile, maybe. And said about Forex and GoFX Invest. that I invested $4,100 in three times and she made $4,400 profit. But she never sent money for me. I sent money by Bitcoin. GoFX Invest was not a real broker. The phone number, and then they put the phone number. So, what do you guys think of that?
I think that's surprising.
No, it's not surprising, and I just find that it mirrors a lot of the stuff that that Dan Jackson went through, where we had the money, because basically it was based on her money, and banks as well, and we need the bank fee for this, we need a transfer fee for this, we're moving this here, so, you know, it's basically, it's along the same lines, you know, you offered you a job, too, you offered a lot of people a job.
They didn't offer me a job, but now
I'm asking for one.
You said they did.
No, that was a scam victim they offered a job to.
Oh.
But, you know, now I'm armed with this knowledge that this beautiful girl who I'm talking to might be even more full of shit than I thought. Apparently, this company is not on the up and up.
Yeah, of course it's not.
That's a clip.
When you get a hold of her and start questioning, it's going to be fun when you get her. And start fielding those questions, and she's like going to be humming.
So you think the tact is to sink my fangs into her right away?
Yeah, because basically your broker, the fund that you have, sends you in December the tax form.
Now remember, Carolyn does not know I've had this conversation.
That's going to where the fund comes in.
Yeah.
All right. So let's continue. But we now full-fledged, this is some bullshit right here.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I tell her, cause she didn't pick up the phone, the video call, it's 1 a.m. She goes, I have clients all over, so I create time for that. I go, when do you sleep? Or maybe you are half machine, Carolyn, I need you to be honest. Are you a Terminator? She goes, stop cracking me up. I go, no. She goes, you're really fun. I go, I am. But seriously, are you a Terminator?
Like, I was just kidding before, but really, now that I'm asking, are you?
She goes, I'm not. Is that what you think about me? I go, well, I was concerned your embrace might feel like cold, crushing steel. She goes, aw, thanks. What are you up to? I go, lying in bed wondering if a Terminator would lie about being a Terminator. I will have to check your circuits.
Nice, because it doubles as potential sexy talk, but it kind of nerdy sexy talk.
Sure. She goes, LOL, really? I go, oh, yes. Are they in your back, or do I have to flip you over and rub your tummy?
Oh.
She goes, can you do that? I go, yes, I'm well-versed in reprogramming Terminators. Give me the chance and I'll make you purr. She laughs. I go, you doubt me? And what the fuck happens next? I go, you doubt me? She goes, yeah. I go, why? She goes, can't explain. I go, really? Are we back to me being sketchy again? Now, I know that she's fucking sketchy, but she don't know that I know that she's sketchy.
And she doesn't know that you're being sketchy, too, because you know that she's sketchy.
And she doesn't know that you know that she's fucking lying through her teeth.
That's a different approach.
That's the fun part.
She goes, LOL, I'm not. I go, well, that's good. I was going to decommission you, my Terminator friend. I go, why do you doubt me? I could become one of your most trusted friends. I could become the love of your life. You talk about risk-taking. I'm taking it with you. Join me in the adventure. Now, I've not brought up anything about the bullshit.
Right.
No. Because you're reeling her in.
She goes, it's not like I doubt you. I go, you just said you doubt me. My Terminator is malfunctioning.
It's not like I doubt you. You do.
She goes, it's just the trust issues I'm dealing with. I go, I get that, but I am extremely adorable. She goes, I bet you are. So about the adventure, are you promising to treat me right? I go, bet? You can't tell? Damn, my adorableness must be drained of energy. Well, every guy would say they will treat you right. How about we promise to treat each other with respect and kindness? She goes, stop cracking me up. Of course I'll treat you right. And you know. I go, sorry, babe. It's part of my charm. Well, I promise to do the same. She goes, are you sure, babe? I go, it isn't like I usually give a second thought to random women who hit me up to invest, but here we are. She goes,
well, this is really going well so far.
She goes, aw, you're so sweet, my Prince Charming. So you're saying I'm special? I like you, Carolyn. I'm saying you are special. But hey, I have trust issues too. I mean, you could be playing me. This could all be a trick to get me to invest, right?
No.
Yeah,
no, it could not. No!
Could. By the way, Pip, I have a wall I'd like you to invest in.
Oh, you know what? I'm interested in walls. Tell me more.
It will keep deer and raccoons out. I feel like they're invading the water.
I'm no longer interested.
They're Mexican raccoons.
I didn't know there were Mexican raccoons. I can't have that. Tell me more.
They're Mexican raccoons, and they will rape your garbage.
Oh no, my garbage is sacred. I cannot have that happening. Okay, tell me more.
Please send me this money for the wall. Joe will be handling the funds. Just hand it to Joe.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get this through the computer to you.
Change. How perfect. It's bits of coins. So I go, this could all be a trick trying to get me to invest, right? She goes, I sincerely understand what you mean, but I am offended, and you just hurt my feelings thinking that I am trying to trick you. How could I ever? How could I ever?
You cad.
I am a cad. I go, don't be. I'm just saying I took the leap. She goes, why would you say that to me? What would I gain from tricking you? Money. You would gain money. That's what you would gain. That's usually how these wind up. Not with me, but with other people. You would gain money. What would I gain from tricking you? Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Because you have all this information, why would you put it out there that she's trying to screw you? You know, are you trying to get me an investment? Are you trying to trick me? Why wouldn't you just go and set up a bunch of questions to watch her trip over herself first?
Well, because we've already established in the story, when I ask her questions, she fucks it up. We've already established, beyond a reasonable doubt, she's a scammer and completely full of shit. We've also already established she's a little smarter and different than the others. So if I go right at her here and sink my fangs into her and go all interrogate the scammer on her, at this point I'm feeling she may run. But I always give them a chance to be honest. And she's not being honest.
So what you're doing is you're kind of like letting her set herself up. No, I'm not. No, why would you think that? No, this is all legit. And then maybe another couple of paragraphs, you move into the kill.
I got to make her feel comfortable, Joe.
Okay, no, I buy that. That's fine. That's a good answer.
So I go, don't be. I'm just saying I took the leak. She goes, why would you say that to me? What would I gain from tricking you? I go, it is possible you're not even the girl in the picture. You could be a guy with a big dick and small calf muscles.
Speaking about calf muscles, you're not too strong with the calf muscles.
That's a quad I pulled. That's a quad, and I'm fine. Thank you. It's a quad.
Okay, pop, whatever you say.
So she goes. She gives me babe and three crying emojis. I go, okay, big calf muscles.
And little dick.
She goes, you're trying to make me laugh, right? I go, yes. The size of your dick is irrelevant. The point is we both have to try and trust.
Oh, God.
So I'm
good. It's like a court of law. Objection. Hearsay. Yeah.
Hey, we have Exhibit C for cuck. I'm taking a different tact with this one. Because I really feel that this whole thing gets blown if I go too hard at her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want to get rid of her yet. Like some of them I find her intriguing. Like some of them, some of them are just so stupid I can't take it anymore. There's only like dealing with real people. I can only take stupidity for so long. But This one,
yeah, she has a much better command of the language for first thing, so
yes,
she'll know if you're like playing games.
Yeah, not only that, like I said, it's a different scam. Of all the scams that we've done, this is a different one, which is it's more set up. It's technically set up in a business setting or
yeah,
a business scenario, even though it gets a little saucy. But so you take a different tack than we've taken with other scammers.
Yeah.
So I say, the point is we both have to try and trust. She goes, yeah, I know. I go, at this point, you don't even have to be the woman in the picture. I like the person I'm chatting with. I am begging with her to come clean. I am begging. Come clean. Tell me this is full of shit. Please. They never do. I go, but if you are not that woman, this would be the time to tell me. I'm fucking telling this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, I don't have anything to hide other than everything. I don't have anything to hide. Then in all cap locks, I am the woman in the picture. Now, at this point, I've done a Google image search, and I cannot figure out who this person is, just so you know. But she goes, I am the woman in the picture. I go, good. She goes, I wonder why it's hard for you to believe. Well, I was just talking to your company. I wonder why it's hard for you to believe. I go, damn, and here I was hoping for a Nigerian prince. She goes,
you know, why don't you leave it here? I would end it here, just to keep the suspense going.
Well, let me finish the day. Let me finish the day.
Okay.
Because this is September 10th.
Don't tip your hand, but listen to me. If you're going to tip your hand any more than you have right now, I would wait till next week.
Don't worry. Relax. We always have twists and turns.
All right. I'm just saying. Like I said, I'm just saying.
She goes, here I was hoping for a Nigerian prince. She goes, sorry to burst your bubbles. You're stuck with me. This is what I want. I want her invested. You know, because remember, the longer I keep her going, the more of her resources I waste, because a lot of times they have to pay for data that I don't have to pay for, and the less time they can do scamming. I want her invested in me, and that's why I can't just sink my fangs and listen, you dopey bitch. I know you're full of shit, and so is your website. Bah, 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 bah. I can't do that with this one. At least that's how I feel. I go, I was hopeful my Nigerian prince finally came. Fine, but you were stuck with me too. She goes, I don't have issues with being stuck with you. With that sense of humor, I'm down for you. I go, but I have bad news. I am a Nigerian prince and I practice Sakawa. She goes, what's Sakawa? I go, black magic. How do you think I got you to message me initially? Have you had a nice date, Insta-Terminator? And there we will end it, Joe.
All right, that's fine. It's interesting. It's interesting. Either she's saying what's the Kara because he doesn't know. But usually, when you say that word, you know, they head for the hills. Like I said, I had a scammer write me. He was going to exploit me. Blah blah blah. And I told him that I was knowledgeable in the practices of Sakawa, and I picked out one of his relatives. I'm not telling who it's going to be that will die in 2 weeks because I'm practicing the Sakawa curse. They headed for the fucking hills.
I don't remember that story.
Oh, I thought I told it. Yeah, that's a story for another day. But, I turned the tails on the guy, you know, because I'm from the show, you know. And usually when they hear Sakara, they fucking head for the hills.
Well, remember that's the Ghanaian turn for it.
Yeah.
But but either way, you would think they would have some idea.
You would. Interesting, very interesting.
So this tact has surprised you guys. You thought I was going to sink my fangs into Carolyn.
I kind of thought you would, but you know what? It's as I'm listening, it's better for the show because, like you say, first we need to make content, but secondly,
the best answer that you had was I did that to make her comfortable.
Yeah, you
know, which makes sense because you just get her all set up and then you could start. In dribs, I don't know how you want to, but in dribs and drabs, just drop some of the facts that you learned about that and see how she gets out of it. Maybe you do it not all at once, but just here, there, not to scare her off, but to, you know, to watch her trip herself up. Because if you do it all at once, she's going to head for the hills, you know. But if you keep, you know, so, and I find it interesting that she's taking the relationship tact a little bit more seriously. Look, last week, she wanted to be friends. And like I said last week, We've all been in relationships with people that we care about very much and want to take it farther, that want to be friends. And, you know, and you're friends with them from that time on, goddamn it all. You know, and they put their foot. You know, believe me, I know. But they want to be friends. They want to be friends. But so for her, well, we're friends. And then to get into that thing where maybe we could be more. That's not a reality. That don't happen. Believe me, I know. That don't happen. So you know. So I find that interesting. Where I just want to be friends, but she wants to, you know. There's this little thing that a relationship could happen. No, it's either a fucking or. And that's it. End of story.
Yeah.
You know?
So sometimes that period of in between drags on for a little while, though. I mean, she said she just wanted to be friends, but now she's still like, well, she's like wishy-washy about it. So as long as you can keep her interested, she's not scamming others.
Over the years. My experiences over the years, I never, with the whole friends thing, it never was wishy-washy. It was pretty much cut and fucking dry. And it stayed that way, you know?
But those are real women.
Yes, that's true.
Hence my point. Hence my point. Yeah. We're in this, you ain't real. No.
True, I get you.
Do you think she's starting to fall for fake Davin?
Not really.
No. So you guys have said like October, sometime in October she would be gone. That would be like a 4 month relationship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't think she is, because she's just leading you in a little bit to bring you in. A little bit more.
Well, right now, that was September 10th. That was September 10th. So you guys still feel comfortable with October? Or do you feel longer, shorter? What do you think?
I feel comfortable with October, because you made her feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're trying to make her feel comfortable. So I think if you play your cards right, we're leaving little clues up from what you got from the website. And leave the ring, and I think you can keep it going another couple of, three more weeks? Yeah, I think you can do it.
What do you think, Pip?
I think that, you know, it could definitely last into October.
Okay. We shall see. So that was that. So we learned a little bit about Forex scams, and that was pretty much the takeaway from
that. We also learned about the bank scams. Like, you know, obviously it's Forex, it's an investment scam, but it closely resembles the bank scam, because you saw from that person's testimonial where there's a lot of things that sounded kind of in line with what Ann Jackson went through with fees, holding up money, you know. So it's interesting in that way. Where, you know, maybe that was a bank scam along like this one was.
I don't know, but I don't think fake Davin's going to fall for it.
Somehow, I don't think so either.
No. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not sending money to build a wall either. Two fucking things I'm not falling for.
No way. No, I'm saving my money for the ice cream man. I don't care what he plays.
All right. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of Davin.
Thank you, Sensei.
And laugh at home comedy. Nothing can compare to seeing a live stand-up comedy show in person. The feel of a group of strangers having a shared experience, the performer talking directly to you, and of course, you letting the performer know how much you are enjoying them. Laugh at home comedy brings that to you in the comfort of your own home or business. Whether it's one of our comedy club style shows or a private event for you and your friends or coworkers, Laugh at Home Comedy will bring the live comedy experience to you in the comfort of your own home. Laughathomecomedy.com. 551-404-3094. Does anybody have anything cracking this week that they need to promote?
Nah, those workshops, but we'll keep it on the down low for
just,
right now.
Just don't tell Cuomo, and maybe they'll happen.
Yeah.
Anyway. I have no life.
Nobody's got a life. It's a goddamn pandemic, woman.
I know.
What, do you want to go to Sturgis? Nobody's got a life. Relax.
No, I do not.
No. Oh, man. All right. That was a fun show tonight. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We educated the peoples. Good things. All right. See you guys next week. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening or watching. Stay safe, everybody. We'll see you.